the chief economic officer of Matrix Global Advisors, their economic policy consulting firm. Alex Brill joins us. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, let's talk. There's always different ways to approach a situation. Talk a little bit about the opioid taxation, or who proposed this, or what states maybe have looked at this as an option for trying to curb maybe this use of this opioid.
Sure. I first start to think about this question by trying to wrap my hands around the size of the problem. Unfortunately, the opioid epidemic is only getting worse in the United States. We saw a record number of opioid-related deaths in 2017. We think about the burden from that epidemic in a lot of different ways. Economists often try to add up the health-related costs, the ER visits, the lost work and productivity, the burdens on the judicial system, and of course the costs associated with loss of life. And it's a particularly acute problem facing our nation, particularly the state of Ohio. What some states have thought about doing to try to address the epidemic is, as you outlined, impose a tax on prescription opioids. New York passed a tax before it was knocked down by a federal judge. Other states, over a dozen of them, have bills introduced as well. And this solution, it might be well-intentioned, it's probably good political rhetoric, it's most certainly going to be ineffective for a number of reasons. And I can get into that if you want.
Well, initially I would think the fact that we always talk about the cost of health care, ultimately the consumer who may be taking this pill is obviously going to be burdened with more expense, I would assume.
Well, it definitely is a cost, and in a system that where we're trying to rein in the costs, you're exactly right. But it's actually a little bit worse than you're describing, because when you or I go to the counter at a pharmacy to fill a prescription, we pay the copay, which is a figure programmed in by our health insurance provider. If the state were to impose a tax on the prescription opioids, it would raise the cost of those drugs, but that cost isn't borne directly by the person filling the prescription. It's borne by everyone with health insurance as the health insurance premiums rise. So it's not having the same effect that, say, a cigarette tax might have in discouraging people from making the purchase. It's just making healthcare more expensive.
What are some of the other solutions then? What realm would you go through to this, I guess?
Sure. So one thing that's important to keep in mind is that the epidemic has evolved over time. A decade ago or more, the leading cause of opioid-related deaths was, in fact, prescription opioids. Today, that's no longer the case. Unfortunately, it's evolved in a way that more of the opioid-related deaths are actually associated with heroin use or fentanyl, a synthetic illicit street drug. And so we should recognize the nature of the problem. And I think the solutions fall really in two categories. It's prevention and it's treatment. And on the prevention side, we need to work with stakeholders, including prescribers and hospitals and others, to make sure we're not over-prescribing. And with respect to prevention, I think we need to be more engaged, again, with a wide variety of stakeholders and providing treatment for those who are suffering from addiction. Those things will cost money, of course, and states need to find the money in their budgets. But trying to target the manufacturers or the prescribers with a fee, I think, is mistargeting the problem.
Alex, who came up with the idea of taxation on this product? Is it spreading across the country, or is it kind of pigeonholed?
Well, last year we saw 18 states consider legislation, have bills dropped at the state house. There's a proposal at the federal level, a bill has been introduced, but there's been no action on it. The state that got the furthest was New York, where a bill was passed and signed into law. They tried to really force the manufacturers to take the pain of this tax. They prohibited them from raising prices as a result of the tax. That ended up being the death of the tax, as it turned out to be unconstitutional. Federal judge threw out the New York tax. But we see them coming back. They're being considered in Massachusetts. They're being considered in Minnesota. They're going to come back in New York. It's only a matter of time, I think, before it comes to Ohio. And I think one of the causes is there's an appealing rhetoric to this, that they're going after the bad guys. The problem is as I mentioned before, they need to understand that the problem is shifting, and we need to focus on the true problem at hand, instead of the sort of more politically desirable rhetoric of going after the bad guys.
Do they make any sort of indication of what that tax would be used for? Sometimes, as you mentioned, sort of like a sin tax we've had on certain things where they say this is used for that. Is that part of the package or the discussion too?
Absolutely. It depends by state, but in a number of states, they are using these monies in a dedicated fashion, and they're using them to fund opioid treatment facilities. And so I think on the spending side, there may be an appropriate decision being made to fund the treatment facilities for those who are suffering from addiction. In New York, they raised $100 million, or tried to raise $100 million for those programs. The proposal in Massachusetts is targeting to raise $20 million, the smaller state. And so they're putting the money to good use, but as a matter of tax policy, they're going about raising those funds in a poor way.
Where can people find out more about this, or just keep updated on, you know, the fight against opioids?
Sure. So the study that I've published that was released this morning was sponsored by a great organization, Women in Government, and the paper is available at their website, www.womenin-government.org.